Yep. All that talk, and then we start recording, and there's nothing.
Nothing. All the good jokes got wasted.
Yeah, sorry, that was just the one. Oh my gosh. So this is semi-relevant. And I'm aware of how late in the year it is. So we had our holiday party at work.
Okay.
Okay.
Last Saturday. This is a two-part story. One will be relevant, and the other one will just be relevant for you guys because, you know, you do computer things. But the non-relevant computer thing part. So we go to the restaurant, and I ask the waitress what's on special, and she's telling me. And she says, and we have 5 orders of chicken and waffles left. And I was like, yeah, you have 4 orders of chicken and waffles left. It was presented to me in a very almost confusing way. It was presented as though it were like turkey and waffles. The plate was one giant Belgian waffle, which I'm fine with.
Shredded chicken
covered in chicken gravy,
yep,
with a side of cranberry sauce and corn.
Yeah, that's,
I was like, what?
That was how Zim's used to have it here in town.
It was delicious. It was just unexpected. I was like, ha, chicken and waffles, what do you know?
That's their, you know, Amy's chicken and waffles.
How is it normally served?
I believe it is deep fried, usually.
It's fried chicken on a waffle and some maple syrup.
Yes, yes. That is a more popular version these days.
I would imagine I would like the way you just had it better.
So, Ian, here's something that'll make you sad, I'm sure. So, I just found out that in Disney, there is a Guy Fieri chicken shack that I'm totally going to go to on Saturday.
That doesn't make me that sad. I'm glad you're going to do that. That sounds gross. That sounds like something you'll enjoy. Oh, so the other part of the story. Bryce, my father-in-law, and his brother are setting up some servers for a new company in the area. And his brother spends about 6 or 7 hours working on this project. And so pretty late on Friday night. And he and Bryce decide, okay, before we leave, you know, this is a brand new server, brand new IP address, everything just being set up for the first time. They say, you know, let's put this online so that we can test it and make sure everything's working. No problem. So they leave work on Friday, you know, spend Saturday doing things with their family. They come out to the company party, holiday party on Saturday. So Sunday afternoon, they're like, all right, let's test this. They get in there, already been hacked. Everything's encrypted. And they have a message saying, give us $300 in Bitcoin if you want this unlocked.
That's awesome.
I was like, that's amazing. He's like, I knew it was possible, obviously, but it was, you know, brand new IP. You know, he was like, you know, there wasn't anything on it. So it was really just a waste of 7 hours of our time to redo it. And, you know, which is horrible. But he was like, man, it's like I walked out.
So there's no firewall or anything in front of this thing. It's just sitting there open on the internet.
I have no idea. I don't understand computers, dude. I can ask him for more details. But yeah, it was totally ruined. So before they could even test it, he was like, it's just the worst, Ian. He's like, it's like computers are a breadcrumb and I'm walking on a beach that's nothing but seagulls. And they're all just like, mine, 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 mine. And I'm like, well, that sounds terrible. Do either of you watch Jeopardy? Regularly?
Not regularly.
Regularly, no.
Okay. Are you watching it currently?
No.
No.
Okay. It's a totally new couple week format. They took like the 6 best champions of all time and let them each pick 2 teammates and created a team style tournament of champions, and the winning team gets $1 million.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, Brad Rutter and 2 past champions, and then Ken Jennings, and he picked 2 other past champions, and, you know, they just went through it that way. It's different. I'm very much liking it. And they have each person, like, play around. So Jeopardy is played by teammate number 1, then they leave the stage, and teammate number 2 plays double Jeopardy, then teammate number 3 comes out and does final Jeopardy.
Oh, it'd be better if you got to, like, know the categories. You could pick which person would be better at.
Yeah, I don't think you know ahead of time, but you do get to, like, confer in between rounds once you've heard the final Jeopardy, or when you see the final Jeopardy category. You say, you're up, you know, what do you think we should bid? How much do you know this category? Interesting. But yeah, I am not ready, but you can start the show whenever.
I did catch an episode of you know, Ellen's Game of Games where she launches people across rooms and things.
Well, that's very popular around here because Kelly loves Ellen, and you know,
Ellen.
It's a show that we can actually, yeah, we can watch it with Owen without any fear of anything. So I've seen many episodes. It's entertaining.
Yeah, Ellen's pretty safe watching.
I like watching people getting blasted in the face with spray paint or whatever it is.
So, yeah, shot across the room, shot down a tube.
Yep. Yep.
Good times. Here's the good friends. Tonight is kind of special.
That was a flood of people before you even announced it.
Yeah, Grinch, Squid, and Twomp were in before I could even see anything, so... I don't know who was first.
I don't know. When I see Skvitt, I just hear it in the, like, the Jacques Cousteau voice.
Yeah.
And here we are. We come across the giant Skvitt.
What was his submarine's name again? The Calypso. Never mind. I'm better.
There you go.
Or his boat.
Yeah, it was the boat. Yeah. I used to love those movies. Good old the films back in the high schools, junior highs.
No. No, it was not Scrooge. The Nautilus was Captain Nemo's ship. In 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
And,
Gentlemen. What is it?
Yeah, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
That movie was dope. That movie is way underrated.
I agree. I love that film.
I do. It's really got seemingly endless rewatchability.
The first time I saw it, I'm like, that was kind of lame. But then, no, you're right. It's completely rewatchable.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
I've had that
with multiple movies. I the first time... Our old friend Mike Hummel took me to see, I'm blanking on one of the greatest movies of all time, Fifth Element. We went to go see it in the theaters.
Multipass?
I wanted it to be something that it wasn't going into it. And then I saw it and I was like, that was disappointing. And then I saw it again and again and again. And now I'm on like my 28th watch. And I'm like, this movie's amazing. I modeled my life after Jean-Baptiste Emmanuel Zorg.
Hey, look, there's a graphic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a big graphic. A lot going on. Hey, it's Shazam. And a image description of Defilade.
My interweb has suddenly gotten really, really slow.
Your what?
My interwebs. Like, I had tried to click that graphic, and it has loaded the first, like, 1 inch of it, and is slowly... It's like I'm on a modem. Like, it's like drawing the line. Like, what the deuce?
Ian wishes he modeled his life after Ruby Rod.
Yeah. Oh, man. I tried that for a little while. It didn't work out so well.
Okay. Now it finally loaded. Holy smokes. Man, that was like 19.2. All right. Let's
19.2. 19.2 would be crushing it. I remember playing Mud on a 300 baud modem.
Yeah. Dial it into BBS's 1200 baud. It's good stuff. Playing Red Dragon. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Where to start? You know, one of those things.
Yeah. Like moving on.
Footloose and Fancy Free. True Believers, welcome to the 182nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the woolly one, you can call me Craig, we got Ray, we got Ian. How it goes?
Good.
Multipass.
Multipass!
Corbin Dallas?
Man, oh man. To plan ahead, I won't be here next week. It's all you guys.
We are ill-prepared, but thank you for letting us know.
I believe it's all under control, and I will continue to believe that until next week.
Nope, that's fine. I will make an outline. You're still able to edit the show.
Yeah, the theory...
Any number of things could happen.
In theory, I will be back for the Wednesday show the week after.
Yeah, we can't, Grinch, we can't have Joe on anymore. Apparently, Joe is doing another podcast on Wednesday nights, so... although he was our go-to for a while, it doesn't work out anymore.
Yeah, he's got Atod's wrestling to do. Anyway, let's move on.
Yep.
This is the week of February 27th through March 6th of the 2019s in your Deadpool Daily Land. Wednesday, Blue Doom. Thursday, Blue Mystique. Friday, Red Hulk. Saturday, the Blue Falcon. Sunday, Blue Mystique. Monday, Green Beast. Tuesday, the Black Bullseye. And Wednesday is a Red Cap. And some Hinky Punks. And the 5-day 4-star crash! Oh, the Titans. The 22nd was Sandman. How'd that go for you?
No bueno.
That's it, huh? Just not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. I told you guys, I looked at it.
4-1-1?
Yeah, I was like, you're not champed. And then I tried one time, and then I moved on.
Yeah, it was all about the green for me. I got green, and then green, and then green. Kept him away from the green, and then it was over.
Yeah, mine went pretty easy. Can't complain. This morning, it switched over to She-Thor.
The Goddess of Thunder.
Did you give that a go yet?
Yeah.
Sure.
Super bueno. I showed up, I hung around, and Goddess of Thunder sat there and collected yellow and yellow and yellow.
See?
Hit
I told you.
Hit him for 800 damage at a time until he did blue, then I did blue, and then red, and then the end.
I told you, it's all about that yellow. You mocked my number of covers in yellow.
I would continue to mock. In fact, is the graphic still accurate? I'm assuming it is, because you just made it.
Yeah, I haven't changed anything.
Man, that's awful.
What's that? Oh, he still has it at
3.5.
Yeah.
I told you I don't use her. I mean, I played with her today, but that was it.
You won, I assume, even with your
I did.
Terrible build.
It was fine. It was fine. Coming up number next on the 4th, I believe, is going to be A-Force Carol. And everybody loves her.
It's not.
It's not?
Do you even look at the infographic?
No!
Oh. It's the most valuable tool that I am given once a week for this show. It is going to be my greatest and oldest nemesis.
See? And that's what the Gamependium said. And everybody yells at me and says, don't believe Gamependium because you're an idiot. Go into your into the game, look at the Heroes for Hire store, and see who's next. Who's next is 4-star Carol.
Hmm. Controversy.
So I can't win either way with you people.
That's true. That's well known.
Man.
So tell us about A-Force Carol if it'll make you feel better, I guess.
She's awesome.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. I think I'm going to win that one.
Yeah, you will. All right, moving on.
Okay.
Simulator story is going
Who's
down.
Who's she going up against?
I don't know that, man.
Dude, come on.
I
Be best.
I don't remember these things.
All right.
Simulator's going on. Still, your 3 Cavs, your Imperius Rex, the 30 CP, X-23s, and Kamala Khan. I think we covered that one last week. Come and Get Me. Always a fan favorite starting tomorrow. For Thursday. That'll get you 2 Kamala Khans, an X-23, a Galactic Heroes token, and on the Alliance side, 3 BDSM Carols, 3 Cletus the Slackjawed Yokels, and a Galactic Heroes token there as well.
Galactic Heroes?
Yes.
Ooh.
We'll talk.
I want that token.
You'll get some. Hopefully you'll get 2.
Do you want now?
Playing in
Let
the event.
The script. Oh, Come and Get Me.
Yeah.
I'll play in that event.
I hope you will. In fact, I hope the whole Alliance plays in that event.
Is that the one where I go around and collect the soul gems and they do different things to benefit me?
Sure.
Yeah, the Thanos one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I always feel like I'm throwing softball questions to you guys and it's just crickets and tumbleweeds.
I was looking up to see who Carol
like,
was fighting.
This
I'm
game
sorry.
Has animations? This game has characters?
There's music in this game? Man.
What? Events have names? I brought something up. I was talking to Ray and Karen last night, and I mentioned, again, now this is not something normal people would notice in the game, but I was like, yeah, the game totally helped me out on some trivia, and they're like, there are words in the game? I was like, yeah, I was out at Bar Trivia, and one of the questions was, what's an interrobang? And I was like, oh, thanks, Deadpool Dailies. And they were like, what?
So I was using my time wisely. Carol supposedly goes up against Iron Man 46.
That's what Scrooge already told me.
Oh,
okay. Well, now everybody knows.
Oh, okay. Base season, still going down. Get your Redshift right now. That'll get you Switch, your Red Hulk, the CP, Rai Will.i.ams, and BDSM Carol. That'll be followed up by Fly Fight Win. Get you Carol, Rai, the CP, War Machine, and Patch. All right. Let's talk about the Superhero Showdown. Last week, we had Ronin versus the entirety of Freedom Force. Ray, who won?
All right, so some important comments first. First, a few people voting for Ronan. They said, despite Ian's compelling argument for the ragtags, I can't imagine that Freedom Force is greater than Hadron Cannon, and Ronan shrugged that off pretty easily. So, yeah, vote for Ronan. Ronan wins easily. He'd yawn while beating the Freedom Force. Brute force is greater than leadership ability any day. On the other side, Freedom Force, Ronan couldn't beat three Guardians and a raccoon, so there's no way he beats six mutants, even if they are B-ranked. And for this week's showdown, I'm going with Freedom Force. The way I see it, Mystique shapeshifts into Gene Kelly and breaks out into Broadway melody number from Singin' in the Rain, which is based on the Guardians film, immediately leads to Ronan's downfall. It was a close contest, but Freedom Force did squeak out more votes than Ronan, the accuser.
I did not expect that.
That was dirty. Oh, that was dirtier than the time I won with Vermin. Wow.
I did not expect that at all. I expected
Seriously, Ronan single-handedly took out the entire Nova Corps, but whatever.
Man.
I had Avalanche and Pyro on my side.
All right, I'll write it down, Freedom Force. But
do it, Doug. Woo,
upset in the bracket.
Yeah, oh, I don't. I don't agree with that, but you know, maybe I'm biased.
Yeah, you gotta.
All right. So next week.
Sometimes you gotta pick the 10 seed.
Not next week. This week. This week.
Yes.
In the Triaconta Kai Hanagon, we have Mystic versus North Star. Who wins?
Who knows? Oh wait. Yeah, I don't know. So Mystic, let's go. Let's talk about Mystic real quick. Mordred
Please.
The Mystic.
Oh, no, he's powerful. I don't like this guy.
Yeah, he is very powerful. So he's a mage. So magic, I got magic on my side. He has telepathy, mind reading, and dominating other
minds.
You're
a wizard, Harry.
Mystical sense, he has flight, teleportation. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is the guy who has geokinesis, aerokinesis, hydrokinesis, pyrokinesis, atmokinesis, magic resistance.
That's tough.
He regenerates. He has a superhuman psyche and increased strength from Darkhold. And he can cast spells. So I am a extremely powerful, very old, from the 6th century mage.
Ooh. Oh, hold on. Now, Wizards got me thinking about D&D. So, Ian, check this out.
Yes.
So, in our game last week, I had my character run across molten lava, run up a vertical wall to throw a magic dagger into a portal, run back down the vertical wall, back across the lava, save the universe. Nobody wants to give me any credit, so I told Ray I'm totally going to find somebody with post-cognition so they can tell everybody else about it.
The power of post-cognition is underrated.
That's what I was saying. So, I don't know, just had to throw that in there.
Yeah, that was a lot of things that he's got there, Ray. I don't know. North Star also has flight and
speed. I don't remember.
He does
North
have
Star.
Speed and durability and light manipulation. He is a pioneering crusader for the LGBTQ community. He's part of Alpha Flight, which is nice. So he's you know, strong and socially conscious. Will that overtake your pyrokinesis? Geokinesis?
I don't think so. In fact, I think
Centuries
this guy is
old
so,
magic?
So old school that he's going to have a problem with that and is going to be even more angry. I don't know.
Superhuman speed? I could probably get to you quickly, but magic usually happens instantaneously, so.
Magic happens. Not...
Boy, this is a tough one. I would say only that if you don't vote for North Star, you're a homophobe.
That's a strong statement.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, man.
I'll see you in the Triskaidekaidodecahedron next week.
I don't know. I think that's a low blow there.
It is. That's some real dirty pool right out of the gate because I'm nervous about this
one. That's not cricket.
But, yeah, under normal circumstances, I would be really, really pulling for North Star. But we'll see. We'll see how the votes turn out.
All right, everybody. Go vote. Don't have another upset come down on us.
Or did.
All right. Moving on. Hey, we got a new character. Let's get to the deets about Carol.
A new character?
Almost like we talked about her last week.
Oh, man.
All right, so...
When am I going to get a soul sword for magic?
Never.
Oh.
Instead, you're going to get Carol's Mean Right Hook. For 8 red
AP...
All
right, I'm down with that.
Creates a 3-turn red repeater tile that deals 5,846 damage and creates 2 red strength, 213 strength tiles. Those go up in strength at level 2. Oh, I'm sorry, there's a passive. I skipped the whole passive part. Whenever friendly strength tile is destroyed by any means other than a match, gain a yellow AP. At level 2, the strength tiles become stronger and you get 2 yellow AP. At level 3, the strength tile is stronger. At level 4, you get 3 of them. And at level 5, it is, goes down to a 2-turn red repeater tile.
Ooh.
Her green power, Event Horizon. At the start of her turn, if one does not exist, create a 3-turn green repeater tile that generates 2 green. When Captain Marvel has 10 or more green, this power becomes Photonic Rush, and the Event Horizon repeater tile is removed. At level 3, you get 3 green AP a turn, and then that does no more. That's how that one stays. However, Photonic Rush, for 10 green, create a 3-turn countdown tile that destroys its row, which I think is incorrect. I think it's an extra... Oh, yeah. Sorry. Destroys its row and deals 6,643 damage. If the destroyed row contains a friendly special tile, destroy one additional row. For each friendly special tile destroyed, destroyed tiles deal damage but do not generate AP. When Carol has less than 10, the power switches back over to Event Horizon. For Photonic Rush at level 2, it becomes a 2-turn countdown tile. At level 4, it's a 1-turn countdown tile. At level 5, it destroys a random row. I'm not really sure why you'd want a random row. I would think you'd rather blow up the row that you know has special tiles in it.
Right, so you can blow up all the rows. Blow up all the rows! Get back to Event Horizon, which also is a super dope movie.
So, I would probably run that. I don't know if there seems to be a benefit at running at 5. It sounds like 4 would be the correct answer there. Anyway, her yellow power, got your 6 for 8 yellow. Captain Marvel sends an ally airborne for 2 turns. When they land, heal that ally for a burst of 1,727 healing and deal 3,853 damage to the target. As that goes up, the health goes up, the damage goes up. At level 5, that is 5,447 health and 11,958 damage. And I believe I saw something from Brigby earlier today that said she can got your 6 herself to heal herself and still do that damage.
Oh, it's not just teammates? Huh. Okay. Normally when it says ally, it means not you.
Oh, hold on. Brigby's got to double check. He thinks the countdown tile is made by Photonic Rush. It goes into a random row. So you don't get to pick the row. So I guess it might as well be a random row that gets destroyed too, because what difference does it make?
Ah, there you go, Craig. Level 5 means instantaneous, as opposed to countdown
tile.
Oh,
I did not catch that at all.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
3-5-5 it is.
And she can choose herself.
Yeah, send yourself up in the air, get yourself some healing, do damage, blow up rows. Sounds fun.
Yep.
So there you go. Sonic the Hedgehog Carol, coming your way.
That's not going to be a thing, dude.
It's in my head.
We're gonna work collectively as a community to shut that one down. I let the BDSM one slide, and I regret it. We're not doing Sonic the Hedgehog, Carol.
Look at her! That hair is just terrible. Anyway, there's a Galactic Heroes Legendary Store. Starts tomorrow on the 28th, ends on March 5th. 15% chance to get yourself a Captain Marvel, a Silver Surfer, and... God knows why you'd want more of them, but Star-Lord. But boom, Silver Surfer, Captain Marvel, I need more of those. Those tokens will be purchased for 25 command points. The Carol Danvers Special Limited Vault runs from the 28th to the 4th. 40 items in there, 1 Galactic Heroes Legendary Token, 1 Captain Marvel Carol Danvers Black, 3 random 3 stars, a bunch of other jazz. Come and get me tomorrow, starting at noon. Reward you tokens at that Galactic Heroes cover store. So there you go. New Carol. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Love me some,
I like the
love me some Carol.
I like the already delving into the got my 6 with the old fastball special, the ultimate game breaker.
Oh yeah, she can
fastball special
airborne herself and airborne herself,
airburning herself and airborne herself, and then she lands and somehow activates selfless intervention and sends Riri airborne, sending Vulture airborne. Craziness.
I don't know. Hey, Archangel's totally coming back into vogue now because he can beat down all those people in the air.
Right.
Hey, Carol, you're flying. Ha ha. I've got some poisoned opinions to throw at you. I was like, you know, words, poisoned opinions. Sounds like something the penguin would attack you with. Ah, I'll get you with my poisoned opinions. You're Burgess Meredith saying it right now.
I can't do it. It's great.
All right. Come and get me details. Like I said, you can get yourself some Kamala Khans in there. X-23, the Galactic Heroes up at 900,000 points.
What do I get out of a Galactic Heroes vault, dude?
I already covered that.
I wasn't paying attention. You came. You told me what prizes I got for playing this event. You didn't tell me what I can get out of that vault.
I told you the Carol Vault.
Did you?
I did.
Sorry. I'll look it up myself.
All right, fine.
Well, I didn't want you to have to tell me twice.
Yeah.
Even though I did.
Uh-huh. Well, I've already closed that screen, so I can't do it again.
All right, cool.
Alliance Land, like we said, it's BDSM Carol, Cletus, and then the Galactic Heroes token. Kind of sad they didn't make 4-star Carol the bonus. You could have gotten, you know, Carol or Carol or Carol. That would have been pretty sweet. But
Carol, Carol, Carol or Carol?
And Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice. Powered up list. Obviously, 5-star land, you got New Carol, Infinity War Cap, Cliff, Back in Black, Peter Parker. Nope, that's actually a thing now. Peter Parker. Can't just make fun of him anymore. Old Man Meatbag.
And, I was confused.
Yeah, no. I'm just so used to making fun of Peter Parker that it just kind of, you know, went. Old Man Meatbag and then Other Cap, First Avenger Cap. 4-star land, we got Magic, X-23, Drax, Gamorfa, Baby Groot, Falcon America, Peggy, Infinity War, Spidey, and X-Force Wolverine. There you go. Be sure to play in the event, kids.
Do it, Doug.
Local news. Going on vacation.
Yes. I've heard that recently.
That's all
so
I got.
There is other local news Brondiac had.
Oh?
Do it.
I didn't look at this article, but apparently 30 cows stormed Pleasant Gap last Wednesday. Did you hear about this in any way?
I did not hear about this.
Yeah. So there's an article. It was a raid of cows. I'm wondering if it was, you know, if they were talking like Diablo cows.
Moo. So there was a small stampede in Pleasant Gap.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, I bet that. You know, Cattle Baron was just trying to get those ranchers out of there. He's trying to get those sod farmers out. See, this thought he would trample all their crops.
Did you have anything from State Paddy's Day, you know, with the cops and everything?
I didn't hear of anything exciting, but they were mumbling something about putting out a press release 11, today.
11 tasings?
Is that what we did?
I'm hoping for 11 tasings.
It seemed like a fairly quiet one to me, but...
Is it early? I thought it was after.
It is. Well, they have to move it around so it doesn't fall on spring break.
Okay.
Because they have to be here for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they found the macaw, the parrot.
No way!
Yeah, apparently.
No way! That's crazy!
Yeah, it is.
I'm Brian Fellows! That macaw crazy!
In other local news...
He just strolled back up the road like nothing had happened.
I got, a day or three ago, a 10-pack in my resupply. And I totally Craig'd it up.
Uh-oh.
I got 9 2-stars and a Doctor Strange 3-star. I was super salty. I was like, what should I do? I just got angry and turned it off. It's like, you can keep your 2-stars. 9 of them. Then I got over it.
Hey,
but
again,
it was good at the time.
Again, in local news, it really only affects me because that's what's important. So I took, you know, Ray's buddy Kurt. We went to the hockey game last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Penn State hockey game.
I've heard
of
it. Man,
that
things.
Is a fantastic time. The student section has, like, organized, predefined dance routines and chants where they make fun of the opposing goalie by his first name. And when you score against them, they all shout at him that it's all his fault and put up signs and taunt him by his first name. And, you know, and, you know, like... You know, why, you know, be like, hey, Robert, why do you suck so much? And then, so when that goalie got pulled and they put in the backup goalie, they knew that goalie by his first name and started taunting him by his first name. And then they have props every time a Penn State player would score. Instantly, they would wave the flag of whatever country that player was from. It was amazing.
Wow.
Like, I was so into it. Like, it was, I totally got to go back and catch another game because it was great.
I guess. Doesn't sound interesting, but you've almost sold me on it with all the shenanigans.
Dude, it was so much fun. Just watching the student section to see what was going on. Like, during break, like, there were songs going on, and they're spinning in their seats and holding up props and doing things. And I'm like, man, this is great.
Now, one of the reasons it was so festive was, what was the score?
8-2.
8-2.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, Penn State had like 60 shots on goal. It was ridiculous. We had good seats. It was good times. Good times.
This is totally unrelated to both what you're talking about and this show. I'm going to try to keep it short. Craig, have you watched any AAF games?
Just those, the first opening weekend.
Yeah. Are you sold or are you out?
I'm kind of sold.
Okay.
I just found out today that Johnny Football got released.
I heard he got banned from the CFL.
You're right. So if they can somehow get him onto an AAF team, that is now going to be my new favorite team, and I will watch that team.
Yeah. I still hate him. I feel like he's more XFL material than AAF, but we shall see. I did see that Hackenberg got pulled at halftime and replaced by Mettenberger. So I'm very pro Memphis Express now. Okay. I forget what happens next, Craig. Say a segment and we'll see if we can do it.
All right. This way you got It's Always Sunny in Xandar.
Ooh, that one. Okay.
Remy is here. Ladies, reboot.
That's a good title. I like that.
All right. So let's talk about recently reworked Five-Star Gambit. Once the mightiest character in any game ever. And now, just another guy. He is purple, red, and black. At least this is what I'm told. I never got to experience the game-breaking ability of Gambit, but I trust you guys. Raging Cajun costs you 11 purple. He creates 3 2-turn countdown tiles, which deal 2,500 damage and replaces up to 3 enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles. Oh, nice. Okay. So he makes his damage doing tiles and he overwrites their special tiles. That seemed helpful. For 7 red, aces and eights, destroys up to 2 random charged or basic tiles, dealing an extra 1,000 damage for each charge tile destroyed this way, then creates 3 charge tiles. Okay. Let's see what this stack deck does. Maybe this will help me understand his other powers. Because it's passive. At the start of the battle or turn, if one does not exist, create a 2-turn repeater tile that generates 3 purple AP and 3 red AP. Okay. So it sounds like he just fuels his other 2 abilities.
Yep.
Sure does.
Cool. Let's see. 4-4-5? I don't know.
I disagree with the consensus. I think a lot of people have changed him to like a 5-3-5 to use his purple more. Because its damage didn't get nerfed that much.
Okay.
But I disagree. I still use him like I had him before at a 3-5-5. Now, they basically took him from a game changer where you either you have him or you're being killed by him.
Right.
Which was bad. He needed to be toned down. But unfortunately, they brought him way down and he's really only useful if you have a black bolt that is useful to put the charge tiles out there for him.
Okay.
I still think he's useful if you use him with black bolt, but I mean, quote unquote, useful. You know, he's useful. He's not devastating. He's not super powerful. He's okay.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know if he's in the bottom 4 of 5 stars, like Grin said, but
no.
That
change of that repeater tile really slowed him down.
Oh, buddy.
I mean, that's the thing.
He needed to be slowed down, though. I mean, it was excessive. But, yeah, I don't use him hardly at all anymore. Because if I am using Black Bolt, I'm using Okoye. And, he's not that good anymore.
Cool. Well, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. The once mighty Gambit.
I like the fact that he's, you know, he got a reboot before we even, like, really covered him as a featured character of the week. And that reboot was a while ago at this point. Or that
recently reworked.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I have reboot stuck in my head now because I looked up and saw my ladies reboot thing again. And it made me laugh.
I was too busy laughing at my own joke. Nice work, me. Self five.
I just want to pump me up. All right. Billy, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, there were a lot of comments this week. So first, I'm going to start with Samurai, who said, what's a $1.298? Let me tell you, it's a little bit more than Tree Fitty.
And you got that right.
And when it was about that time, I noticed Craig was about 8 stories tall and was a crustacean from the Protozoic era. Lummers, I'm assuming. Lummers87 said, hey guys, been playing for 6 months and I found your pod by luck. Have been listening to a mixture of old and new, and I just enjoy the banter on the show. I know it's weird, but I think I have learned more from the pod than not.
That is weird.
From the UK.
All right. Well, the fact that he said finding the pod was lucky. Yeah. You almost never hear that. I found your pod filled with regret. Well, that's great. Thanks for listening.
It's Allmando69 said, heck must be freezing over because I agree with Craig's opinion on something. I found Legends of Tomorrow to be delightful jaunt.
Yes, Legends of Tomorrow is great.
He does, however, say that Parks and Rec is trash. I don't know.
The first season is absolute garbage, that's for sure.
It's true.
Yeah.
And it's not about the main characters. If you start focusing on the main characters, you're right.
I was also skeptical, and then they convinced me to give it a go. And again, once Rob Lowe shows up, man, that show gets much better.
Yep.
And it's not just him. All the characters seem to get better.
Everybody kind of takes on their own.
Yeah, the show really, everyone kind of settles into what they should be. And they work well together, and they're funny, and
Yep.
He also said, never heard of Baby Shark until this podcast, but apparently it's on the top 5 songs played on the jukebox at the local watering hole. And he says he personally blames Piraniac.
Man, I guess that's a good thing for a bar, because I would just have to keep drinking every time it would come on and be like, hit another double.
Piraniac responded and said, I have never played that song, but I'll add it to my list. So I didn't understand this. Maybe other people can help. Captain Trips said, not sure why kiddie teams are giving Ray so much trouble. They're easy with Thor Okoye. Every once in a while I get a cursed board and ill-timed cascade and everyone dies, but that happens against nearly any 5-star team. He says, Kitty dies fast, Okoye heals up all that damage, and the rest of the team is a non-issue. Arcane Posar came back and said, how is that working? Because unless I get very lucky, Okoye is in big... It's a big gamble. It's only a couple turns till the tiles are too strong and just overwhelms. He says, of course, sometimes luck is on my side and I win. So I read this early on this last week and I tried it out a couple times. Thor and Okoye are a couple of my regulars, but no luck. Like, I think I won 1 out of my 5 attempts at beating Gritty. It's just not happening. So I don't know what the trick is. And neither does Arcane Parzar, so...
Nah, you gotta have that back in black.
I still don't understand it. I mean, I don't have him, good enough to use, but looking at his powers, I still don't know how that would work.
Because he reduces those strength tiles to 0, to 1.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
That is what all his 1 power does.
I don't know. I'll have to look at the numbers again, but Kitty was boosting them way too fast. Moving on, though. D-Wing, Illinois, said, X-Parrot... Besides, it's only taken a nap after being tired and shagged out after a long squawk. He's also said, Joe is right, quote unquote, is usually a true statement. Certain exceptions may apply. Hashtag Team Purple. And he said he follows Joe on Twitter because I find it, amusing with the Alliance and everything. Ever since then, my feed is so full of wrestling that I just don't understand.
That'll learn you.
It's so funny that totally unprompted by that. I feel like I just had that discussion last night with longtime nemesis of the show, Jared.
It is
yep,
true.
I follow him on Twitter, and it's just, I don't even know how to use Twitter. I just turn on my Twitter to see if there's anything good, and it's nothing but crazy wrestling nonsense.
D-Wing also said, I found the Wu-Tang reference less surprising than the fact that Ian made it for some reason. Sorry, Ian.
That's okay.
Yeah, Ian is the most likely to make a Wu-Tang reference in this group, so... And then he's followed it up by saying that a Donnie and Marie Osmond reference by Craig. What is happening here? And again, this seems to fit in my mind. So
yeah,
you remember that episode of Chappelle's Show where he has the racial draft?
Yeah, the lottery?
Yeah.
The draft?
It's just the draft that the white people pick. Or was it right, the Asians take Tiger Woods?
No, the white people took Tiger Woods in a total twist. The Asians took the entire Wu-Tang Clan.
The entire Wu-Tang Clan, that was the joke, yeah. God, I love Chappelle's Show.
D-Wing also said, again, Ian has come a long way from opening episodes with PSAs to hating it when disabled people achieve. Meanwhile, Parandiak said,
Ian, you've been a great audience.
First time listening live, and it was surreal without the music. I bet it was.
The show has music?
And he also asked, why the Stern pinball machine hate? I can't answer that.
Because of all the major manufacturers who made pinball machines, theirs are the worst.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bally and Williams
were great.
Solid gold machines. Let me tell you about the new Stern machine. So there's about an 80-foot gap in between the two flippers and nothing in the center. So any opportunity for, you know, instantly drain your ball, they're lacking.
See, even the center save things, I don't like those. I don't want to post. I don't want a thing that pops up that I have to hit a button to make, like, just...
Yeah, or yeah, a magnet that I have to activate.
Yeah, just make the flippers longer and just let me play the game.
Right.
Right, that was clear and concise. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
He also said Pauly Shore was in Tallahassee in 2009 or 10, and the girlfriend and I weren't able to make the show, but our friend did, and Pauly actually held the friend's phone on speaker while delivering his stand-up routine, and they got to listen to 15 minutes of it over the phone.
Wow, that was... I'm back on board.
Yeah. He said, I thought it was cool that he did that, and, you know, maybe he has changed since, but...
maybe he is a good guy.
You're totally
going
to get in that line then and get your Hanging with the Weasel framed photograph?
Yes. Yes, I am. He's going to hang out right here next to Ron Jeremy and Sam Jones.
All right. Hey, speaking of which, we need to buy tickets for that show.
What show?
That Comic-Con.
I got all my stuff.
Oh.
I got a hotel room. I'm staying at the actual con. I'm going. You guys are like, yeah, we'll get around to it.
Oh, yeah. We've done
We got to go to Florida first.
That's a true story. You have to go to Florida first.
But yeah, I have procured all my birthday Pittsburgh outing needs. I just need to know where you guys are staying.
Nope.
So
nobody knows.
That way I can direct Kelly's mother to stay there as well.
Erica, last I heard, claimed that, you know, there were no hotels available within, like, you know, 20 miles of the con. So what do I know?
That seems unlikely. I mean, I don't doubt she said that, but it does not seem accurate. Yeah. But I didn't look, so what do I know? But yes, please consider going with me, because it was your idea.
Yeah, I totally want to go.
So moving on, Arcane Pozart did comment. He said that my son is 2. He loves Baby Shark.
Well, sure, he's 2.
Yeah.
He also said, also Wheels on the Bus and the Incredibles movie. So.
Yeah, that's fine. I listened to a 15-minute YouTube loop of something called It's Raining Tacos today. Owen did more dancing and more happiness than I've seen in at least a week. Huh. But man, I'm all about raining tacos.
Okay,
it's a good tune. You should look it up. It's definitely in the vein of there you go, boom.
I have no idea what happened. I'm not paying attention.
It just reminded me of old school YouTube songs that people would make me listen to, like the Badger song and Kenya and things like that.
Right, right.
Kenya, that was a good one.
Arcane Pozar also said, thanks for all the laughs, everyone. Sincerely, former friend of the show, Ian's arch nemesis, the Arcane Pozar.
Yeah.
P.S. I am sorry to see that Gwyneth Paltrow is apparently feeling too old, quote-unquote, to continue as a superhero. She was awesome in I Am 3, in my opinion. P.P.S. Her website is still a load of malarkey, and it can go pound sand.
Ah, malarkey!
All that is fair. Yeah. That is a fair assessment.
Twop the DJ said, hello, True Believers, and welcome to Puzzle Warriors 3, where the crew has been stuck in a horrendous weather while I was lucky enough to be in Disneyland last week. Sorry I missed the live show. That's okay. Apparently we'll be there next week. Except
no,
I won't
no,
be
we're
in
going
Disney.
To Disney.
Except World.
Yeah, we're going to Disney World. Land. We've been to Disneyland.
Yeah, okay. Disney, I don't care about Disney. Except that now they own Marvel.
That's right. So you could go see all the Marvel rides that are coming.
Yeah, rides. That sounds awesome.
Star Wars.
Star Wars rides. Yeah, they're good times.
Twomp also said, the show starting off with Ocho Cinco, Meta World Peace, and Big Baby Jesus. Greatness. And when Ian was using P for freezing point depression, the abdominal snowman from Monster Inc. popped into my head offering lemon snow cones. And then over on the D3 forums, Wimetime said, Craig, since you are Netflix binging, have you started Umbrella Academy? If so, what are your thoughts so far?
I have. I am only 3 episodes in. However, I have been very much enjoying it.
Craig, did you recommend Taken in Plain Sight to me?
No, I don't know what that is.
All right. Man, someone did it. My brain. I'm so old. That's no good anymore. All right, continue, Ray.
Okay. Finally, Wimetime also said that it's been 2 episodes with no talk of the Masked Singer. This podcast is where I keep up to date with my Masked Singer guesses. And Samurai pointed out that after we stopped recording last week, there was 20 minutes of rampant speculation. Which is true. Well, we stopped recording, and then it all came.
Yeah, it should be big action tonight.
Oh, Craig, it's a trap, just so you know.
What is that, a clip
it's
show or something?
It's a 2-hour finale.
Oh, I don't need a 2-hour finale.
You're getting one.
Oh, that means there's going to be group songs for no good reason.
Yep.
So I can really fast forward tomorrow when I'm watching this.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so there you go. That is all I've got in the mailbag. Thanks, Lumpy.
You're welcome. We trapped you in that segment for what feels like an hour and a half.
I know.
Sorry, dude. That was cold.
Quick, finish the show.
All right.
Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's head over to my absolute favorite infographic and tell you about the boosted characters this week.
I'm actually going to look at it.
3-star. Beast. He's going to do more AoE with that green. And the special tiles that the blue makes, a little more potent. Probably get even better healing with the yellow. So you can enjoy Beast a little bit more than you normally would. 3-star Cap. Good times. That red damage. Enjoy that boost. If for some reason you use his yellow, those shields will be even better than they normally are. Oh, Captain Marvel. I'm a little fuzzy on what she does. I want to say she... Does she have a hypersonic punch and a red blasty bit?
No.
Nope. I don't know what the 3-star one does. No one does.
It's very similar. Black does damage, or red does damage. The red also destroys projectiles, right? I don't
could.
Know.
It very well could. She's not someone I know very well. But the Scarlet Witch, I've heard of her. The AoE damage out of her purple will be increased. Her green might do something, but meh. Meh. And fancy suit eye patch Wolverine is boosted, and he will do more damage and more strike tiles. He'll do a ton of damage with his red, and I think his yellow probably does healing. He's the Wolverine. That seems logical.
Sorry.
Yes?
I'm looking at the graphic, and is that Noah Syndergaard on the left there?
Yes. 4-stars. Oh, Blonde Widow. Bam blam. She's boosted. She...
Falods.
Let's see what they do. Nope. Oh, her burst healing. That's looking better. And her damage from the lights out, better. I don't know, the Falods, that's just a whole hornet's nest that I don't want to get into right now. But it's boosted. Enjoy, if you actually use Blonde Widow. I bet she's good, she's not someone I have fully covered, so I don't know her that well. Speaking of fully covered, you guessed it, the original By original, I mean non-original. Four-star Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the stuff. That photonic barrage, those strike tiles, awesome. The amount of damage that she'll do, ridiculous. Yellow's the same, green's the same. Actually, if you do get lucky enough to do the AoE damage from the green, then you'll get a boost there. The unkillable Elektra, who has been killed numerous times and then revealed as a Skrull, is boosted. Strike tile improvement, the red trap tile repeater damage or something, boosted. And Shadow Step, reflects some damage. It'll reflect slightly more. And then everybody's favorite, Goddess of Thunder. Her smite will do good amounts of damage. Oh, and just think all the AoE you'll get out of the striking distance that Craig has at a 5. lastly, probably not leastly, not as mostly as Carol, but more so than a lot of the others, a longtime favorite of Ray's, you guessed it, Valkyrie, boosted. Oh, her red will do extra damage. And I don't know what her other two abilities do. The strike tile she creates will get boosted with the best defense. So there's an interesting mix of characters.
I saw some people running Valkyrie with Kitty. So really? That passive kicks in to make those strike tiles. And then, you know, you get those going, and then she Dragon Fang Furies you for a bunch of damage.
Yeah. Oh, and it's apparently it's Ladies' Night here in 4-star boosted land. So enjoy your boosted 4-star female character.
Oh, what in this a upcoming night. Event.
So listen to me now and believe me later. Whoa, but don't go! I need to tell you what Samurai wants you to know.
Oh.
Uh-oh. He's having a perplexing week because there's so much overlap in the color range for the 4-stars. Pair Valkyrie with Carol or Patch because they generate strike tiles. And then use Strange to round out the team. And they'll kill goons. He kind of does that on his own, but I see where he's going with that. That sounds nice. If you live in the 3-star world, 3-star caps boosted, he's great. Go ahead and pair him up with 4-star Carol because you inevitably have her as well.
That is true. While I was still in the 4 area, yeah, 3-star mm-hmm. cap and Carol, you throw the shield and she goes, have that back.
Yeah. That is smart. I like that. Meanwhile, she's making strike tiles and will eventually just beat someone down with a photonic barrage.
Yep.
Yes, now you can listen to me now and believe me later. Because that's who's boosted this week. Thanks, Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head over to Ray and Ian's support corner. Ray, do you have something to share?
Sure. It'll be quick. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
At first, I was confused because this week I had picked Loki and his support Mirror Image, and I was confused because I thought that was the name of his power. Turns out that is not the name of his power. His power is called Shadow Play, but it creates a mirror image just like the graphic for the support, so that's where I was confused. You can equip this to any villain, but don't do that. Put it on Loki. Rank 1, friendly power is fired. You get a 3% chance to remove an enemy special tile. I always like that. That goes up to a 19% chance at maximum level, and that's any time a friendly power is fired, so pretty good. Rank 3, the supported character deals an extra 123 damage to heroes, and that damage eventually goes up to 779. So, kind of specific, not fighting heroes all over the place, but useful in places. Rank 5, when you make a match 4 or greater, 70% chance to steal 1 AP from your team's strongest color. So I like stealing AP, and at maximum level, that goes up to a 100% chance. So you make a match 4, you steal an AP. And finally, the special, if placed on Loki, God of Mischief. Whenever his feigned death trap tile is matched, deal 293 damage, and that damage goes up pretty quick to 5,573 at max level. Like the extra damage. That's just mean on top. You're fighting against Loki. Boom, he comes back and does damage. So in any case, it seems like a decent support. I don't think it's overwhelming in any way. But there you go. Mirror Image. Use it on Loki. Ian, you got something to share?
Hey, everybody. It's Ian. And while these are all excellent guesses here on the Discord... So, Craig.
Yes, Ian.
This is going to start I know this will create controversy almost immediately, but you're a normal person who likes to eat corn on the cob like every other normal person, right?
I sure do.
Well, if you enjoy corn, you prefer it cobbed, correct?
I sure do.
All right. That's what I like to hear. When enjoying your cobbed corn, are you tired of having Bernie butter-soaked salty fingers?
I am. That could be really painful.
Do you know what could really help you out?
Tell me more.
Corn shanks.
Oh, that's what they're called.
Yeah. So there are a variety of options that you can get for corn shanks. If you don't have any corn shanks, well, first of all, corn shanks are pretty easy to come by, and you should own some because they are...
I think every grocery store carries some.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a plastic bit or a rubber bit with two, you know, sharp, straight, pointy bits that come out the end, and you jam them into the end of the cob, each end of the cob, and then you can hold on to those so you don't get burny, salty, buttery fingers, and you can eat further across the cob without fear of biting your own digits. If you don't have corn shanks, you can use forks, of course, or you could be Ray, and you've never experienced the joy of corn shanks. And you could leave Craig and I wondering how you've lived your whole life with eating corn on the cob with just your bare hands. You barbarian.
Yeah.
It's pure skill, man.
I imagine you would develop a pretty good technique after that. If you don't have corn shanks, I imagine you could go the Long John Silver's route and jam a dowel rod into the end of your half a corn and do it that way. And
I do sometimes enjoy a good Long John's piece of corn.
I do treat myself to Long John's like annually just to remind myself why I don't eat at Long John's. And then, you know, just give myself that quick rush of, oh, that was so good. And then the instant regret.
No, the instant regret's more like 20 minutes later.
Yeah, that's pretty instant. But I'm like, ah, oh, Long John, such good fish. And then I'm like, oh, the pain.
The intestinal awareness.
For sure. But yeah, I do enjoy a corn shank. I enjoy a good novelty corn shank. I had a set that was dachshunds. So the corn would create an extra long body for the dachshund. And you could enjoy it that way.
I usually just get the ones that, you know, look like corn on the cob. So you just jam corn to cob and at the end of the corn on the cob.
Yeah, that's meta. I get it. I'm a big dachshund fan. So anyway, that's this week's Out of Game Support. Yeah. Corn shanks.
So Ian, when you eat your corn,
are
you a straight across the corn or are you around the cob? What's your style?
Oh, straight across. It rows.
You do a whole row across?
Yeah.
No way. You gotta keep turning it.
How long does it take you to eat a row, Craig?
I don't eat a whole way across. I eat like one bite.
It takes like,
and then you go.
It takes like 4 seconds to eat a row.
And then you go around, and then you go the next around.
That seems irresponsible. You could be missing corn.
Yeah, I can't go left or right. I have to go around the cob.
Oh, no. We eat like we read.
What if I read in Mandarin?
You are welcome to do that.
I used to have an opinion on this, but I have since changed, and I do it randomly. I eat a long way a little bit, and then I start going around, and then I eat a long way again, just so that I don't get a pattern.
Ha! Huh.
Hmm. I will reinvestigate my habits this summer.
I'm not called Chaos 72 for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, usually I eat like, you know, two bites width, and then go around, and then like repeat that kind of pattern.
Ha. Anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anybody is working on their master's thesis, we've pretty much just written it for you. So there you go. Enjoy.
How to eat corn.
Exactly.
Thanks, Fortify.
Fortify.
All right, we're going OG. Let's open some tokens brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I kind of want to save him up for
Carol. One of you have to, because I am going OG by not having my game ready.
Alright, I'm poking him in the face. It's a 4-star. Oh my god, it's Defilod. Oh! But boom, but a bing. Bonus Imperious Rex. Oh, that's exciting.
Wow, I didn't even know he was bonusable yet.
Bang, that gets my Namor up to a 2/1/2.
Nice.
That's exciting.
There you go.
All right, that is the true advantage of Defilod.
It gave me another legendary token, but that one I'm going to hold on to.
Sure. All right. I got a 4-star, and it's a straightforward royal escort. Lockjaw. There you go.
Oh, that guy.
That was straightforward and way too quick. I didn't delay hardly at all.
Seriously, 4-star, and it's Ruthless Precision. Kate Bishop.
There you go.
It's not the one I needed. I was so excited. I was like, I think that's going to do it. But nope, it's still 5-5-2. There you go. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
All right, Ian, talk about the podcast network.
We are part of a podcast network. We call ourselves the Soon to Be Named Network. We're available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can catch this and many other great podcasts there. If you'd like to check us out, we have direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could go right over to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com for a complete archive of all the shows, current and on hiatus and now defunct.
And wait, but apparently not Dadstractions, which apparently has been scoured from the internet. where it was nonstop talking about sleeping shirts.
No, <They're laughs>
it talked about other stuff. All right. Anything else in the good of the order?
Negatory. I got to get my Masked Singer on, yo.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us again once this week. That didn't make any sense at all. I don't know what
thanks, Yoda.
Yeah. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot them to Ray. You know how. The Marvel Puzzle, Jesus. The Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. I need a vacation. I'm going to go see Mickey at work now. That's the phrase we're using at work. It's for vacation. Going to go see Mickey at work. The D3 forums, our website. Hit us up here on Discord, all these sorts of things. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner at the top of our website. Buy some stuff. We'll get some kickback. I'll spend it all on vacation. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. So that's all I got this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it's time to prune the birds of paradise. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.